New Hampshire casino owner wants public hearing over fraud allegations. New Hampshire gaming officials recently decided to pull the gaming license of Andy Sanborn, a former state legislator and owner of the Concord Casino. He's now appealing to the New Hampshire Lottery Commission for a public hearing, challenging the state's ruling as he continues to assert his innocence. Misuse of COVID funds. Sanborn has requested a public hearing, where he will undertake the task of defending the casino's license and his rights. The three-member New Hampshire Lottery Commission and the state attorney general will preside over the hearing, as they thoroughly probed the casino's finances and activities from January to August. It was ascertained by both entities that Sanborn deceitfully acquired $844,000 in COVID-19 business relief funds, even though the Concord Casino did not meet the necessary criteria. This fraudulent act was allegedly perpetrated in order to sustain his opulent way of life. A notice was presented by the Lottery Commission on August 31, advising the revocation of Concord Casino's charitable gaming license due to non-compliance. This setback had little effect on the casino's prosperity as it continued thriving. Demonstrating his resolve, Sanborn lodged a petition for a hearing to be held this Friday. Sanborn lived the high life. Publicly accessible records reveal that long before the intervention of the New Hampshire Lottery Commission, Sanborn had amassed excessive fees from the charitable organizations he collaborated with, surpassing the percentages charged by other gambling companies. These actions may have infringed upon the state's legal statutes. State audits of his casinos did not take into account the fees, sums that all gaming organizations are able to charge charitable organizations, that Sanborn received. In Concord Casino's case, the fees were known by the Lottery Commission, which reportedly approved the higher amounts. They surpassed any other amount paid by similar casinos in the state. New Hampshire underwent a modification in its charitable gaming law in 2006. This change permitted for-profit companies to organize yearly table games, resembling small-scale casinos, contributing 35% of the game's earnings towards numerous local charities that frequently changed. Nevertheless, even as the rates increased, gamblers were limited to $2 bets. Now, the 14 charities within the state have evolved into proficient establishments offering an assortment of amenities. These include the ability to place wagers up to a maximum of $50, expanded gaming options, and 24/7 operations. Curiously, these companies persist in imposing a higher fee for their services, even though there is no correlation between the amount paid and the cost of the services provided.